Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You know what that music means? It means it is Monday, and it is time for the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. I am sitting in for Joyce Riley in the captain's chair today. My co-pilot, Josh. What's up, man?
Good morning, Gary. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's always great to be manning the ship here at the Power Hour. And many thanks to Joyce for trusting in me to take the reins while she's out. Josh, what a weekend we've had.
It was beautiful. Nothing going on, is there?
No. There were no capsizings, no beheadings. No. There were no drone wars. There were no, just no turmoil. It was all unicorns and butterflies
yes.
this weekend. And then, of course, there was no news of Jade Helm, no news of, Saudi Arabia or NSA or
none of that stuff. Iran warships, nothing like that.
Yeah, nothing. It was just, it was the utopia that we all hope and dream for.
Yes.
Finally arrived. No, I obviously am being very sarcastic. That's part of my genetic makeup, I suppose. I blame my mother for that. It was her birthday yesterday, though.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, and, of course, all the other anniversaries we discussed on Friday. Oklahoma City, Waco. Man, there's some crazy, crazy things going on in this country, man. I hope America just says, I've had enough, and stands up and says, no more.
It is getting crazy out there. I mean, all you got to do is spend 10 minutes on the internet and look at the news going on. It's just, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cynthia does a bang-up job collecting all of our content.
Absolutely.
And, whenever I get the headlines and, compile with the research I do every day, it just blows my mind. But today we're going to go through some of these news stories. We're going to get you informed, educated, activated for the future, for your lives, for your livelihood, for your family. We're also going to talk about, we've got Wayne Madsen coming up in the second hour. He's an investigative journalist. He's a former NSA contractor. We'll be talking about the situation in the Middle East in detail. We'll be talking about Ukraine, and we'll be talking about, dun, 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 the new Cold War. Yes, I actually just said that. I remember growing up, Josh, and like the Cold War was like the most terrifying thing.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
is it really cold, or are we seeing the beginnings of a hot one? I don't know. I guess we'll learn from Wayne.
Maybe it's getting lukewarm.
Yeah,
and then of course we've got this is really going to be fun too. Mark Dice will be joining us in the third hour. Mark is going to talk to us about the new secrets of the Illuminati and how this faceless group controls the world from the shadows.
It's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to wake up America today. I mean, Iranian ships moving towards Yemen, ISIS, their new video, Libya. We're going to talk about that with Wayne, too. He's got some insight. Who's to blame for what's going on there in Libya? European central banks, what's going on with Greece, a new disease, a new disease in Nigeria. 24 hours within catching it, you're dead. And it ain't Ebola. So we're going to talk about that. I don't know what's going on there. Some CDC biolab escape thing. Some bioweapon. By the way, U.S. planes... Are they arming ISIS? Oh, boy. We're going to have to take a look at that one. Houthis, we're going to talk about them. What else is going on? We've got Congress attempting to reauthorize the Patriot Act. Jade Helm. It's just another Monday in America, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley.
This is Josh.
Stick around. We'll be right back on the flip side.
Power Hour.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, it is time for the Power Hour, moving in through the hour. We're in the first hour right now. My name is Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Hanging out with me is Josh. What's up, man?
Good morning, Gary. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking about bulletproof coffee during the break. I don't know if anyone out there has ever had it.
Yeah, explain it to them. That was interesting.
It's like, it's basically coffee, and I know it's so early, I hope everyone's out there, they got their cup brewed, but you might want to look into this. You'll love it. Bulletproof coffee basically is coffee where you take grass-fed butter, and then you take MCT oil, which is a medium-chain triglyceride. It's basically derived from coconut oil. Yeah, a little bit of stevia, a little bit of cinnamon. Whip it up in a good blender. I use a magic bullet, and it is the most delicious coffee you'll ever have. Literally, butter and MCT oil.
Now, I've had butter in my coffee before, but not the other stuff. I like my coffee black, so.
It's like, it's brain food. The MCT oil is, like, really good for your brain. So, and that's what you need if you want to survive what's happening in the world today. You want to be, you know, you want to be on top of your game. You want to be sharp because the news comes at us so hard and so fast that we need to be able to react and be responsive. And right now, there is a video that has been posted at The Hill that says Iranian ships are moving towards Yemen. U.S. officials are getting concerned. U.S. military officials are concerned that Iran's support for Houthi rebels in Yemen could spark a confrontation with Saudi Arabia and plunge the region into sectarian war. Iran is sending an armada of 7 to 9 ships, some with weapons, towards Yemen in a potential attempt to resupply the Shia Houthi rebels, according to 2 U.S. defense officials. Okay, so this is according to U.S. defense officials. Officials fear the move could lead towards a showdown with the U.S. or other members of Saudi-led coalition, which is enforcing a naval blockade of Yemen and is conducting its 4th week of airstrikes against the Houthis. So, there's now more tension. If there wasn't enough, last week we were talking about how we were basically arming them from the back. Now, Iranian ships are coming down. It's like this buildup continues.
It is, absolutely. We're going to talk about a Cold War. I see it turning hot. Yeah, at any moment, you know.
And then this is the big story. This was the big story yesterday, and it's still a big story now. ISIS releases a video showing execution of 30 Christians in Libya. A new video released by the so-called Islamic State affiliates in Libya. Okay, so they have affiliates now. State affiliates. The affiliates.
It's a franchise, you know.
Yeah.
You buy into them.
A franchise group of ISIS. Well, this video is purporting to show the killing of 2 groups of Ethiopian Christians. It's 29 minutes long and shows 2 groups of captives held by Islamic State, formerly known as ISIS or ISIL, formerly known as Prince. Sorry.
<Yeah.
laughs> Described by on-screen text as followers of the cross from the enemy Ethiopian church. It says one group is being held by an ISIS affiliate in eastern Libya and the other in the south of the country. Each group has about 15 captives. A spokesman for the Ethiopian government said he cannot confirm his country's citizens were the ones killed in the video. I looked high and low online for that video. Couldn't find it.
Right.
Couldn't find it. I mean, I'm really pretty good at investigating. And I couldn't find it. I mean, I went to some of the obscure websites, the corners of the web where no one dared to tread. And I could not find it. I could only find, like, screenshots, Josh.
Right. I mean, do you really want to see something like that? But you're just trying to verify, I'm sure. But maybe
yeah, it's
too awful.
I'm trying to verify it. And, you know, every time these beheading videos comes out, I generally see them. I see, you know, and it's not something that you want to see, not something you can unsee. At the same time, you have to be able to analyze it and detect if it's real or not. I mean, so much can be done on green screen these days that you can fake anything on video.
Absolutely.
So you really want to be able to review pixel by pixel if you can. But so far, all I've been able to find are still shots. So, nonetheless, it is still a, you know, if that's in fact what happened, an absolute travesty. And well, we're going to talk to Wayne Madsen in the second hour and find out who's responsible, who's really responsible. Is it somebody here in the United States? Just wait and see. Wait, second hour. Very powerful. European central banks urge ditching Greek assets as default fears.
Wow. Seems like every week, you know, there's new news about Greece. Will they pay? Will they not pay? You know, now they have an even bigger bill coming up really soon.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make. Like last week, yeah, they're making payments, and next week they're not making payments. So it's
right.
Like, you know, when are they going to come and repossess the car? You know, we'll see what happens, but.
Again, next month, last month they had to repay 460 million euros. Now, next month, they're going to have to pay 1 billion euros. And we see Russia stepping in to help them out. And it's getting a little scary out there.
Some European central banks have reportedly called on Greek bank subsidiaries operating in their jurisdiction to cut their exposure to Greek assets to avoid fallout should the country go into default. Central banks of Albania, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia have demanded Greek banks' subsidiaries minimize their exposure to Greek bonds, loans, treasury bills, and deposits should the talks between Athens and its international creditors fail.
Man.
Wow.
I mean, what's this going to do to the euro, you know?
I go back to that the Soros speech that was just recently given. And he was like, "You should, man, if you watch that thing, he's sitting there going, the European Union was such a dream." He's in a really, really heavy accent. But the thing that you got to read between the lines with that guy is he's actually talking about the euro in the past tense.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So he in his mind, he's already let it go. Like the Eurozone has already collapsed. That was like the most frightening takeaway from that. Not when he said the world government is failing, but that he was speaking about the euro in the past tense.
Right. Well, this particular form of, like I said before, this particular form of world government is failing. You know, mm-hmm. what comes about next is going to be way worse, I believe.
Well, as it would turn out, mysterious disease that kills patients within 24 hours leaves at least 18 dead in Nigeria. Now, we just came out of this whole Ebola thing, you know, worldwide terror of Ebola. Now, 17 people have died of the mysterious disease since it broke out early this week in Ode Ireli Town. This is from an Ondo State Government spokesman, Kayode Ekemende. The disease, symptoms, headache, weight loss, blurred vision, and loss of consciousness. Hey, man, that sounds like awesome.
Awesome. How do you determine if you're losing weight and you die within 24 hours? That's a strange symptom.
Yeah, weight loss, yeah. Is it like rapid weight loss?
Right, I don't know.
Pretty soon, everyone in Hollywood's going to be begging for it.
You know, no wonder these people in Africa, you know, protest the giving of vaccines to their children. It's just craziness.
Laboratory tests have so far ruled out Ebola or any other virus. World Health Organization said it had information on 14 cases with at least 12 dead. Common symptoms, again, blurred vision, headache, loss of consciousness followed by death.
Man, that's quick. 24 hours.
Where do these things come from? Like, all of a sudden they just, like, spring up and you got this new disease? I think these are like bioweapons that just get loosed into the world.
It's a testing ground, it seems like Africa is. You know?
Oh, sure. Those people are expendable in the global elite's eyes.
Oh, it's awful.
You know, they just think they live in some dusty hut, and they just want to test out all their vaccines, and Bill Gates is like, yeah, send them billions of vaccines. We'll save them all. Hmm. You know, DOD decides to taint them up with a little bit of, special sauce, and see how it reacts in the human trial, and you got some new disease loosed into the world.
Man.
On top of that, U.S. planes ferrying arms to ISIS. What? Josh, do you remember that video when it was leaked? And it showed all these airdrop supplies. And it was like all these ISIS guys like climbing all over these pallets. And it was all U.S.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that? That was like,
yeah, you know, if we're not dropping stuff, we're leaving our equipment over there for them to get. It's just so blatant. I don't understand how people don't realize this, you know. I mean, I guess the Iranians do.
Well, yeah, the Sputnik News, this was the top commander of the Iranian armed forces said that U.S. military planes are making regular flights to and from ISIS-controlled cities in Iraq to supply the terrorist group with weapons, money, and food. We've received reports that the U.S. planes visit the ISIS-controlled airports. Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Hassan, told reporters on the sidelines of military parades held in Tehran on Saturday, marking their Army Day, U.S. shouldn't supply weapons and money to ISIS and then apologize and say that it has made a mistake. Americans say they want to confront ISIS, but we haven't seen any practical steps, only reconnaissance and surveillance operations, and arming them. Well, if you want to keep a war going, you got to fund your opposition, right?
Yeah. Need an enemy.
You need a bogeyman. Well, we are unmasking the boogeyman today on the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley with...
This is Josh.
We'll be right back on the flip side of this break. Stick around.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is April 20. We are sitting 24 minutes after the hour. Sitting here with Gary Franchi. We got an awesome show lined up for you. We're going to have some specials later on. You know, the way we keep this show going is through the Power Mall. You guys want to get your products, list ready, what you need, and they'll be ready to take your order in about 40 minutes or so. They'll be out there at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen about what's going on in the world. It's craziness out there. And then Mark Dice will be in the third hour speaking on the Illuminati, and I'm really excited about the show today. It's going to be very informative. Gary?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to interviewing Mark about the Illuminati. I've known Mark for a long, long time, 10 years or more now, and we got our start in the truth movement, and it's fun to watch how the progression of all of the stuff we've been doing for years. So we'll talk to him about all the books he's written. I mean, he's just a wealth of information, and he's an instigator, too. He's got some great videos out there on his YouTube channel.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I love the man on the street type deal. It's just awesome.
Would you like to have an ounce of gold?
No. For $20?
Yeah. And people just walk away from him like he's nuts.
I like, was it him that was trying to ban dihydrogen monoxide?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, which is water. That's great.
Back to the news. Houthis vow resistance as Saudis claim 80%. Of priority targets in Yemen are destroyed. Yemeni people have a full right to resist Saudi aggression. This is from Russia Today. And a planned occupation by all means and options, the Houthi rebel leader said, as Riyadh wraps up the first phase of an operation that saw more than 2,300 airstrikes in less than a month. As part of the ongoing operation Decisive Storm, Saudis carried out more than 106 airstrikes on Saturday and Sunday alone, knocking out the central communication command of the Houthis, Saudi Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri told the Al Arabiya television channel. Through more than 2,300 strikes to date, the Saudi-led coalition has destroyed majority of the Houthis' weapons storage facilities, he claimed. Remind you, those airstrikes are all being done in U.S. fighter jets.
Are they now?
Mm-hmm.
I know we're giving them support and refueling them. I didn't realize they were actually U.S. planes.
Oh, yeah. They're all bought. It's all U.S. military hardware that's being used.
Man, that's awesome.
That's where all the Saudis have been getting U.S. military hardware forever.
We're growing future enemies over there is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, with UN estimates that, up to 150,000 people have been displaced and more than 750 civilians have been killed. All you're doing is really making people mad at you, at us.
Well, and this goes back to Ron Paul's talk about blowback.
Right.
I mean, during his election cycles. Blowback is not something that you want to stir up. They hate us for our freedom. Well, what kind of freedom do we have when we're bombing them to freedom?
Right. Love bombs.
Love bombs, yeah.
It's terrible.
We're not. It's like we go there, we bomb them to HE double hockey sticks, and then we drop care packages so they can rebuild it. Anyway. IRCS. IRCS group. Blast Saudi Arabia for preventing Iran's aid to Yemen. So Iran's trying to come to Yemen's aid. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, of course, is trying to block it because they're too busy bombing them. The IRCS humanitarian aid consignments are ready to be dispatched to Yemen, but unfortunately Saudi Arabia prevents their delivery. IRCS Deputy Managing Director for the International Humanitarian Affairs announced on Sunday.
Man.
Well, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. When you have a humanitarian group, of course, they want to go and help the people who are being bombed to smithereens. But, you have it's a conflict zone. So Saudi Arabia is going to put the wall up and say, no way. You're not going to go and help the people that we just bombed out of their homes.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, they're people. I just don't get it. It's like they're fighting their own brothers,
Last year it was Syria, Libya,
Tunisia,
Tunisia, now it's Yemen. Yeah. It just doesn't end over there. It doesn't end. New revelations now, too. This is from The Intercept. Oh, well, we're going to tell you about a new top secret document that was just leaked when we get back on the other side of this break. It's about the American drone war. Stick around. You don't want to miss this. I'm Gary.
And this is Josh.
You're listening to the Power Hour. Stick around.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley, riding shotgun with me. Making sure we stay on track is Josh, man. What's up?
What is up, Gary? Not much going on in the world, I guess.
No. No drone strikes. No build-up to war in the Middle East. No. It's all unicorns and butterflies.
That's right.
Unless you're in Germany, of course. Yes, a top-secret document has now been released by The Intercept. Now, it says the top secret U.S. intelligence document obtained by The Intercept confirms that the sprawling U.S. military base in Ramstein, Germany, is the heart, the high-tech heart of America's drone program. Ramstein is the site of a satellite relay station that enables drone operators in the American Southwest to communicate with their remote aircraft in Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and other targeted countries. Soon to be Mexico, sure. The top secret slide deck, dated July of 2012, provides the most detailed blueprint seen to date of the technical architecture used to conduct strikes with Predator and Reaper drones. Huh.
That is crazy. You know, it says, goes on to say, this is a really interesting article. I didn't realize, you know, that the drone program was so spread out globally, but it says Ramstein carries the signal to the drone, or carries the signal to tell the drone what to do, and it returns the display of what the drone sees. Without Ramstein, drones could not function, at least not as they do now. I mean, if I was a German citizen, I would, you know, of course, European people are, you know, aware of the drone program that we have and are against it, but I would absolutely be up in arms about this and tearing down Merkel's, you know, place of residence, telling her to not allow this in our country.
Great. What I think is interesting about this revelation is that if our enemies didn't already know that, now they do.
Right.
So if you wanted to disable America's drone program, let's just say you're flying drones over Saudi Arabia, and you want to shut down the drone operation because you're supporting Yemen, right? Well, all Iran has to do is, you know, figure out a way to disable whatever's happening over there in Ramstein.
Wow.
So this is one of those moments where you have a top secret document that's leaked, and then you say, well, who's put at risk here? You know?
Right.
It's one of those thin lines that you have to say, oh man, what do you do with this information? Well, it's out in the public now. Now the Pentagon has to respond in some way. They may have to just change up their entire operational system, move the entire drone program to another part of Europe, just to protect their ability to continue these drone strikes. Now, I'm not saying I advocate for these things. I'm saying this is what happens when this kind of information is leaked.
Well, and now that it's been brought to light, you know, there is a such thing, not that I, you know, am an advocate for it, but international law. And it says Germany has a right to prosecute criminal offenses against international law, even when the offense was committed abroad and bears no relation to Germany. And so this means that American personnel stationed at Ramstein could, in theory, be vulnerable to German prosecution if they provide drone pilots with data using the attacks. Yeah.
Holy cow, Josh. That's huge.
It is huge. Wow. I mean,
Well, it also comes down with that bit of information comes down to the enforcement aspect.
Right.
You know, like you said, you know, German citizens should be pounding down Merkel's door. Well, you know, Merkel now has authority through what you just stated to go and arrest folks if she decides that she doesn't like America's intervention with Saudi Arabia and Yemen.
Wow.
So it's another element of exposure for the United States military for operating in another country, which is an outgrowth of foreign entanglements, which our founders said not to do.
Yeah, the legal expert at the Institute for International Law at the University of Cologne says that U.S. personnel could be charged as war criminals.
Wow,
this is a great story. Intercept, Power Hour News. Get it today. Check it out.
Yeah, and if you want, go to the website during or after the show. You can get all the links to this information. You can
sign up for the email blast as well.
Yeah, if you're not on the email blast, all this information is in the email blast. I have to remind everyone out there. Thanks for bringing that up, Josh.
No problem.
What is happening stateside here? Congress is attempting to reauthorize key Patriot Act provisions. And guess where they're trying to sneak it into? The USA Freedom Act.
Yeah, I just love how they do that. Give them these wonderful names, and then it's the opposite of what the name says.
Yeah. It's they're sneaking it into the You Wouldn't Harm a Baby, Would You Act?
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
So this is coming from Liberty Blitzkrieg. Yet with Section 215's lifespan now stretching to a matter of weeks, supporters of broad surveillance powers have yet to put forth a bill for their preservation. Evidence opponents believe. They believe the votes for reauthorization do not exist. However, well, especially not in the House of Representatives. More likely, according to this is from multiple sources on the Hill, it's a different option under consideration, making the major NSA reform bill of the last Congress the point of departure for reauthorizing 215 in the current one. So if you want to allow continuation of all this spying and the national security letters, those things are terrifying. Can you imagine if you got a national security letter and says, you can't tell anybody that we just went into your house?
Wow. That's
you
really
can't,
scary.
You can't tell a soul.
Or they could pick you up, and then you're not supposed to tell any, you know, you can't contact an attorney. Because that's what freedom is, right? Under, according to the names of these acts.
Yeah,
that's patriotism. That's freedom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's
yes.
terrible.
You must submit to the jackboot. The USA Freedom Act.
And so what do we do? Are we supposed to contact our members of Congress and tell them, you know, not to, like that's worked in the past? I just don't see that happening.
Write a letter personally. To Congress. Write yeah. a letter to Congress. Sure. Well, this dovetails nicely into what's happening with Jade Helm. According to Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, as well as news sources in Big Spring, Texas, scary report says tanks and helicopters are arriving prior to the Jade Helm exercises. Residents of Big Spring, Texas are reporting this scary sight of helicopters and tanks arriving in advance of Jade Helm, a military exercise that has prompted concerns among some that U.S. troops are preparing for civil unrest in America. Quote, I saw a train carrying all sorts of military equipment heading into Big Spring. That was from one resident. Quote, there were also about 14 helicopters flying over Big Spring McMahon Wrinkle Airport last night and a tank getting driven through that open field near the airport. It is scary seeing that and not knowing what in the world is going on. Officials refuse to acknowledge whether or not any troops had already arrived in the area or how many are scheduled to arrive and when residents can expect to see them.
You know, this is just one example of some videos that I've seen of large convoys of military equipment moving across the country right now. It's crazy.
I was just driving on 88, a highway over here, and I saw another convoy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Some of these convoys, I think, okay, what is it? It's just probably just moving from base to base.
Right.
But what other purposes could these hold? Now, I live in Illinois, but...
Well, and with the multiple ones going on nationwide, when you start seeing them, you know, all over the country, reports of, you know, these large convoys being moved, and we know that there's, you know, what is it, like 15 or 20 states are going to be involved in this Jade Helm exercise, and they're naming, you know, certain states as, what do they call them, not aggressive, but basically
hostile.
Enemy states, you know. It's getting a little weird out there. And then we saw the National, last Friday, we had the video of the National Guard troops marching through the street next to the elementary school. In formation, no big deal.
Yeah, and the week before that, it was Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
It was FEMA Camp Roundup drills in Fort Lauderdale. So what's interesting is there was a town hall meeting that was posted. And this... this article from Paul Joseph Watson has a news clip embedded in it. And within that is this town hall meeting. The town hall meeting was it's a 37-minute town hall. And it's this military contractor. He openly admits he's not part of the military. He's a contracted person. And he's pitching the invitation to Jade Helm to allow Jade Helm to operate in Big Spring. And he goes through ten PowerPoint slides, explaining point by point what Jade Helm was going to accomplish. And one of the points that the biggest point he tried emphasizing was we're going to bring all this money into your economy. And then he gives an example. He says, if my men have to buy 50 pounds of potatoes, guess where they're going to go and buy it? At your grocery store.
Oh, ooh, okay.
How much does 50 pounds of potatoes cost?
I don't know.
Someone look that up. Catherine,
can you
look up how much 50 pounds of potatoes cost in Texas? I mean,
what a joke.
that's their enticement. He says Jade Helm is going to inject $150,000 into the local economies. Okay, how much money does the military budget have? Like, that they admit, and how much they lose, and how much disappears? $150,000? That's a drop in a bucket.
So, you know, if these local authorities, say these small towns, you know, that are hosting the Jade Helm exercises, if they're not informing the people beforehand, and, you know, imagine the fear going on when you see, you know, say paratroopers jumping out of the sky, and you know, all of a sudden you think you're in Red Dawn. Think about the possibility of something, some crazed person thinking that, you know, this is, you know, invasion, and they start shooting. You know,
here's another part of it. This is another part. The guy said that some of these, the people who are participating in Jade Helm, the military, and then the actors, and then the people who are in the law enforcement, they're all going to be wearing armbands with a symbol on it.
Mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, what? Are they going to be red armbands with a black logo with a white circle on
it?
Like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, and I'm going, okay, wow. So, yeah, you'll be able, don't worry, folks, you'll be able to identify them by their armbands.
Oh, my gosh.
How terrifying is that? I think we got a note here. Okay, here it is. This is the cost of 50 pounds of potatoes in Texas. $9.65. So this guy says, we're going to buy 50 pounds of potatoes. We're going to inject this money into your economy. $9, folks.
Wow.
For the cost of a sack of potatoes, we can take over your country, your county. That's the reality. That is the truth. So,
what a joke, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I'm just flabbergasted because of the lunacy of it. But he goes on and he presents this case, and he says, we're asking for your invitation. And then at the end of the town hall, they vote. And there's a couple folks that come up and ask questions. They open it up for questions and comments. And I think there was about three. Two of them were just not really, they didn't ask the tough questions, but there was one lady, I believe her name was Kimberly, and she said, I'm concerned for the seniors and the elderly in my town. She says, I am concerned because she works in hospice, and she says, I don't want all these people, the elderly, seeing all these troop movements, and the first place they're going to call is they're going to call their hospice, they're going to call their doctors, and they're going to freak out, and it's going to overwhelm the medical system in the town.
Interesting. I mean, it's not a normal thing to see troops on the streets in this country. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, you know, you see them every once in a while. You say hi to them in the grocery store, in the airport, or wherever you see them. But to see these mass movements, like, if I would have saw those troops marching down the street, you know, that would have freaked me out. If I would have been living in that neighborhood, that would have kind of freaked me out. And, you know, who knows what I would have done, but it's just not normal.
And the point that she was making, too, is that this contractor goes before the city council and says, basically, it's a foregone conclusion that this invitation is going to be accepted.
Right.
And now the local media there is reporting tanks and helicopters.
Mm. You know, I'm sure deals have already been made with, you know, the authorities or the town hall or, you know, say the mayor of the town or whatever. And they're just doing these town hall meetings for, you know, just to appease the public.
Yeah, that's just part of their, you know, part of their protocol. They have to go and say, oh, we want your permission. Okay, yes, thank you. And then they go and they do their business. And they buy a sack of potatoes for $10 from the mom and pop shop. But one of the points he also made was that all these guys are going to be covert. That the people who are going to be operating in Jade Helm, some of them won't even be able to be detectable. They'll be operating under the cover of night. He said they'll be holding meetings in people's property, in the back rooms of stores and barns, riding civilian vehicles. He says that in most cases you won't even be able to detect them. That's what he was trying to impress. Meanwhile, people are seeing Chinooks and, you know, M1 Abrams, you know, traveling through fields.
Oh my gosh, it's getting weird, man.
You know, I know, I understand the military has to train, and they said they're doing this training so they can go ahead and go overseas. They called it non-traditional combat, non-conventional combat. And he used a reference to the French War, the French Resistance in World War II, and how the French Resistance had to stand up against the Germans, and they did it all covertly.
Right.
And he said that our troops are going to be doing the same style of covert, non-conventional warfare. And some people may have to be hiding in horse trailers, being transported. I mean, they're recruiting civilians to play the role of, like, you know, intel, dropping off intel reports.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. You know, how many acres does the federal government control? You know, the whole southeast corner of Colorado, you know, they have these huge sprawling military bases where they can do this stuff. They have mock towns set up where they can practice urban warfare. Why do they need to do it in the public eye? I don't understand.
One word. Conditioning, conditioning, conditioning. But hey, I'm just a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, I guess. Well, we got to take a break. I got to adjust my tinfoil. We'll be back. I'm Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley with...
It's Josh.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me is Josh. What's up, man?
Good morning.
We just came off of a Jade Helm segment. We were talking during the break about, you know, why are they doing it, and, you know, them getting permission. Who are they getting permission from? You know, Josh, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, if they took a vote of the people, I doubt the people, you know, would accept this, but they're probably bribing local politicians and stuff with, I mean, surely, you know, the tax money received or the profit on 10, or what was it, 50 pounds of potatoes is not going to cover the problems that could arise from just even, imagine the 911 calls of people who are totally uninformed about what's going on, you know, and is it going to tie up 911 with people just freaking out? You know?
And that's exactly what he addressed in that town hall. He said that local police will be standing by in nearby areas where these operations will be taking place, and they will be the first line of defense because he believes that either the councilman or the police will be the people, the civilians, the public calls. So when the public contacts the cops and says, hey, man, there's a tank in my backyard. Hey, there's paratroopers with armbands coming down. I've never seen that symbol before.
Right.
So the cops can be first responders to go to the people and say, don't worry, all is well. You know?
They need to be, listen, they need to be informing the people before this takes place, because I know a few people around here that just would not put up with something like that. They would, you know, probably fly off the handle and take some matters into their own hands if they see troops. They don't know, you know, what country they're from. I mean, when you see a troop fly, like I said, you know, Red Dawn, man, when you see troops falling from the sky, you can't tell who, you know, what country they're from. Unless they got a big American flag on the parachute.
Oh, it's craziness. Yeah. They got a C-130 flying overhead. You got troopers jumping out of the back of it, and it's the cover of night. And then, you know, a lot of times when you do night jumps, don't they have, like, flares, smoke flares or something that hang off their foot so that they can track people? So now you're going to look up, and you're going to see all these falling paratroopers with flares tearing through the night sky. Oh, don't worry, it's going to be done under the cover of night, but they'll all be wearing flares.
Oh, craziness.
Yeah, I want to just throw this out there, folks. We've got a lot of news to cover. We've been spending a lot of time on Jade Helm. But the news stories that we haven't hit, go to the website. So many things going on. Here's the next headline. Conspiracy theorist bloggers compared to ISIS during a congressional hearing. Paul Joseph Watson, prison plan. At the hearing hosted by the House Foreign Relations Committee was titled Confronting Russians' Weaponization of Information. It accused Russian state broadcaster RT of weaponizing conspiracy theories to spread propaganda. One of the speakers giving testimony was former RT host Liz Wall, who made a public spectacle of quitting Russian state media last year in an incident stage managed by neocon James Kirchick himself, a former employee of Radio Free Europe, a state media outlet, remarking that the Internet provided a platform for fringe voices and extremist Wall characterized people who challenge establishment narratives as a cult.
Wow.
So Wall was basically coming out against people who go against the established narratives?
Right. That's why she quit. She said it was too conspiratorial over there.
Oh, I see.
Which, you know, I'm not going to... I like RT because I'm not saying they don't promote, you know, Russian values or whatever, but they do bring news about the U.S. that you're not going to get on any other mainstream media channel.
Well, and just the same, you have to watch RT with a grain of salt.
Right.
You have to. Because if you don't, how else are you going to figure out what to, you know, what's real and what's not? Just like any news.
Right.
We've got another quick break coming up. And then we're going to continue with the news. And then we've got also Wayne Madsen coming up in the second hour. Stick around. You're listening to The Power Hour. We'll be right back.